his thesis himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, including George. The husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I love you, because I think you're cute, and because I seriously want you back. As you're well aware, I got the email from George. And as you should be aware, I am seriously concerned. I sent, obviously, two email responses. One was directed towards George, which included a video, so he could see his dad and know unambiguously that I am trying to restore the family. Because the implication from his email is that I'm off on another path. And if that's what's being informed to my son, George, I assume it's being informed to my other kids. And you know that it is an absolute 100% total lie. I'm striving for a reconciled family. The problem that you have is family.kozlowski.org. The evidence is overwhelming. It is huge, large, and it's, again, unambiguous. I've been striving to reconcile with Jim Cross, and because of the email today, as you might be aware, I sent an email to him too, including a video, and yes, it was strongly worded. But notice also, in the strong words, what did I do? Pointed him to obedience to Christ from the scripture, not the Talmud, not the pride of man, but pointed to the scripture and seek reconciliation with him. George sent comments in reference to concern that I'm going down the wrong path. If the wrong path is to seek to be obedience to Christ, if the wrong path is to seek obedience in the sense of pursuing reconciliation, if the wrong path is claiming that marriage begins with sex and ends with death and arguing that from Scripture, if the wrong path is showing that the Scripture is true and being able to contend for that rationally and lovingly with Mormons and even people in the PCA, and also point out, again, unambiguously, that the institutional church is a fraud, and that my family is therefore very clearly in a cult. No different than the young lady I met a few hours ago, who's a Mormon, in a cult. The difference being is that when you have a cult that says Scripture is a final authority and doesn't live it, that's even worse. So my suggestion would be, crawl in a corner, call the police, or something like that, again. Or do the thing that's loving. Show George love. Show Susanna, Glory Jane, Walter, and Zedong love. Show Erica Lee, Brant, Leo, Jack, Tirza, Julia, Isaac, Charlotte, and James love. By saying, we're going to follow the Lord. In obedience to Christ, we're going to reconcile. And as I said very clearly to Jim Cross, once somebody in my family becomes willing to reconcile with me, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to make blunders, errors. We're going to do things that we're going to say, oops, I shouldn't have said that or shouldn't have done that. There's going to be bumps in the road. But that's the only option. The only option is pursuing reconciliation with fervor. To do otherwise is to say, Lord, you don't matter. We have a better way. But that's not true, and I think you know it. Obedience to Christ is to follow his commands. Reconciliation, Matthew 5:24. Reconciliation between the husband and wife. The kata alasso in Greek. 1 Corinthians 7:11. The only time where the same word is used everywhere else, it's the Lord with his elect. The only time he shows that intensity of reconciliation is the husband and wife, because marriage is a reflection of the relationship between the Lord and his elect. You see, I can argue this case. I can argue it with Mormons and show them grace. The PCA runs because of, dare I use the word again, cowardice, unloving. I understand there are going to be issues. Notably, again, because of the circumstances in my life, done a whole lot of studying Scripture, and I'm not off in a corner alone, but find that, oh, there's a whole lot of people who have found the same, and also find the same difficulties with others. When Constantine couldn't defeat the Christians around 312 or whatever it was, he bought the church and established the institutional church. The institutional church does not exist in Scripture. You know, Sanhedrin does, things of that nature. The institutional church is not a command of the Lord. Does somebody have enough trust in their institution to back that up, or are they going to call the police? Think about that. The person right now who goes out and tries to lovingly, rationally contend with Mormons, the person who goes out and tries to love the unlovable, the person who's trying to reconcile his own family in obedience to Christ, is which one of us again? We're going to make mistakes. The biggest mistake is not trying. I don't know what George thinks, but what I saw today, I'm really, really concerned. He's my son. I don't know what he's like right now. I want to be able to talk with him. I want to be able to invest time in him. I made a promise to my wife to do what I can to live to be 90. We've talked about this before. The evidence is pretty strong. I'm going to make it because I'm remarkably healthy. Except I have a broken heart. It really hurt to get that email from George. There was a joy. I got something from George. There was a surprise that my wife actually sent it. That was probably the biggest surprise of all. But is it because maybe she wants to reconcile too? It's my hope. Because, yeah, unquestionably, I want to have a good relationship with George, with all my kids, with Jim Cross. But beyond all of them, I want my wife back. No ifs, ands, or buts. I want my wife back. I love her. About a year ago, I did the video, Marriage Defined and a Commitment Beyond, to make it unambiguous again. My commitment to my wife, Dorothy Jane Kozlowski, is total. If I outlive her, it's just her. It's only been her. It will only be her. And for whatever remaining days we have, I would like to spend it hand in hand. It seems this time of year, I have a little bit of discouragement, especially coming up in the first day of the second week of December. Let's not make it that way this year. George, I love you. Dorothy Jane, beyond question, I love you, and I want you back.